Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Indian delegation appreciate the working papers of both UK and Iran, particularly for the following statements in the working paper. The United Kingdom's working paper identifies range of questions and overall issues related to biosecurity, biorisk management. And these questions could be further discussed in the context of the Indian wish to have a guiding principles at a convention level for the people to have a guidance. And this is also being echoed by the United Kingdom's paper. We also appreciate the working paper of Iran, particularly the statement at the conclusion that keeping in view of the many NAM delegates, many delegates from the developing countries, that our excitements in taking precautions about potential risks to biosecurity arising from genome editing should not hinder the access to these important technologies highly beneficial for the humankind, particularly in applying them in developing countries. So this statement is very important for peaceful purposes of utilization of genome editing technologies and capacity building, even to understand the science. Once you understand the science in countries, they will be able to also do a good biorisk assessment. Both have to go hand in glove. So the access to technology should not be constrained for in the context of biosecurity. The statement is well made. Why I'm telling it? Because we have been watching the freedom to operate to these technologies. If you see the WIPO pages between 2007 and 2017, there are about 7,000 patents on CRISPR. In India itself, there are 167 Indian patents. Patents have been filed by foreign innovators. So there are many issues already to use these technologies in terms of freedom to operate. So we have to be very careful in articulating some of these exciting potential risks. And at the same time, we should be very balanced between the risks and benefits. Thank you, Chairman.